the highest bar in the world. In the afternoon, the Hardings took the Star Ferry across the harbour to Kowloon. It was 10 to 4. "Where are we going to, Dad?" Anthea asked. "We are taking the Star Ferry to Tsim Sha Tsui. That's in Kowloon. From there, we'll go to the ICC by taxi. You can see the ICC over there. It's the tallest skyscraper in Kowloon. It's 484 meters tall and has 118 floors. On the top floor, that's the 118th floor, are the world's highest bar and swimming pool." When they arrived at the Star Ferry Pier in Tsim Sha Tsui, a lot of people got off in a hurry. Hong Kongers are often quite busy and have to hurry to get all their things done in time. Are the Hardings in a hurry? No, they aren't. They don't have to hurry as they are on holiday and can take their time. There are a lot of taxis queuing outside the Star Ferry Pier. The Hardings get into the first two taxis and Jack tells the driver, "To the ICC, please." It's just a short drive from the Star Ferry Pier to the ICC. Jack has to pay $18.30 for the ride. He gives the driver a $20 note and says, "Keep the change." The Hardings get out of the taxis and walk into the building. They take a very fast lift to the top of the building. When the lift doors open, they are in the world's highest bar. They go through it and out onto the terrace. The view from the terrace is breathtaking. Even Jill, who works in an office high up in the Shard in London, is amazed by the breathtaking view. "The view from here is incredible," Jill said. The others say nothing and simply admire the breathtaking view. Why do they say nothing? Because the incredible view has taken their breath. It is breathtaking. What can they see? Down below is Victoria Harbour. The ships in the harbour look as small as toy boats. On the other side of the harbour is Hong Kong Island. There are a lot of skyscrapers and mountains. They can even see the Peak Tram station at Victoria Peak. "Would you like anything to drink?" The Hardings turn around. A waiter is standing in front of them with a smile. "Yes, of course, we're in a bar," Jill said. "It's easy to forget when you see the breathtaking view," the waiter said. "Is it your first time here?" "Yes, it is," Jill said. "Let's take a seat and order something, Jack." The Hardings sit down. They have to decide what they would like to drink. The waiter gives them a drinks list. On the drinks list, they can see all the drinks that they can have in the bar. Jack and Jill decide to have a cocktail. Are the children going to have a cocktail? No, of course not. There is alcohol in a cocktail. Alcohol is not good for children. The children decide to have some soft drinks. There is no alcohol in soft drinks. When they get their drinks a few minutes later, they all enjoy the wonderful feeling of relaxing high up in the air. It is nice to relax on a terrace high up in the sky while enjoying the incredible view. "It's like sitting on a cloud up here," Arthur said and laughed. "Dad," Cecilia said, "what is that long thing going into the harbour over there?" Jack looked in the direction she was pointing to on the other side of Kowloon. "That used to be part of the old airport. It was called Kai Tak Airport. Planes used to land and take off there until 1998. Aeroplanes that landed there had to fly in very low over Kowloon. When you stood in the streets there, you could see planes flying very low above the rooftops. That was quite exciting and also very loud, much louder than normal traffic." "Did you ever land there?" Jill asked. "Yes, a few times when I first came to Hong Kong. But Kai Tak Airport was quite old and too small. The new airport today is much better and more modern." "You've never told us about your time in Hong Kong, Dad," Cecilia said. Don't you know any interesting or funny stories? Some funny stories? Well, let me think. Once some British soldiers had too much to drink. It was at night and they were crossing the harbour in the Star Ferry when they decided they wanted to go to Macau. The Star Ferry doesn't go to Macau, of course, as it's much too far away, but the soldiers hijacked the Star Ferry. They made the captain of the Star Ferry sail towards Macau. They never got there, of course. Wanting to hijack the Star Ferry is a very stupid idea. The police stopped them before they left Hong Kong waters. The children all smiled and said, "Go on, Dad, tell us some more stories." All right. Another time a soldier was very unhappy about being in Hong Kong. He wanted to go back home to the UK, but he couldn't. He saw a fire engine somewhere and decided to steal it. He took the fire engine and drove around Kowloon with its sirens wailing and the lights flashing. He drove the fire engine to Kai Tak Airport in the hope of simply getting on a plane to Britain there. Of course, he was stopped at the airport. Arthur laughed loudly. "I also want to drive around in a fire engine. Can we steal one too?" "No, thank you, Arthur. Certainly not," Jack said. "We don't want to get in trouble with the police, do we?" Arthur shook his head. "Do you know any more stories, Dad?" Once some soldiers from Scotland were in Central at the Cenotaph. The Cenotaph is a war memorial to remember all those who died in the two world wars. The soldiers had to lower the flags at the Cenotaph. Suddenly, there was some wind, and as the soldiers were wearing Scottish clothing called a kilt, well, just look at this photo. They all laughed. But of course, all that is a long time ago. The British left Hong Kong in 1997, and the Hong Kong that I knew is now part of history.